I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
LAS Studios.
Turmoil in the Los Angeles Unified School District settles as unionized workers who went on strike last week mull over a tentative contract agreement. COVID renter protections are set to expire. LA City and County differ on what'll happen to tenants behind on rent after this Friday. And the legislature considers a bill to legalize certain psychedelics.
These are drugs that have significant potential in helping people to become healthy who are experiencing mental health challenges.
Good morning. It's Monday, March 27th. I'm Suzanne Watley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3 and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. The union that represents school support staff in Los Angeles Unified has reached a tentative deal with the district to increase salaries by 30%. LAist's Mariana Dale reports the agreement follows last week's strike that shut down schools for 3 days.
Service Employees International Union Local 99 includes bus drivers, cafeteria workers, and classroom assistants in the district. The union says the deal raises these workers' average salary to $33,000 a year. Executive Director Max Arias joined Superintendent Alberto Carvalho and Mayor Karen Bass in announcing the deal on Friday.
We cannot continue to rely on people, on the workforce that is basically living in poverty and has to work 3 jobs. To do this work of educating our children.
Union members must vote on the deal before it's finalized. The contract will also provide health insurance for more members of the union and their families. For LAist 89.3, I'm Mariana Dale.
For 3 years now, Los Angeles County's COVID eviction protections have helped stabilize renters who lost income during the pandemic. But those rules are set to expire on Friday. LAist housing reporter David Wagner explains what comes next.
Tenants who cannot pay their April rent on time will no longer be able to cite the pandemic as a reason to delay payment. Almost a quarter of a million households in the LA metro area are currently behind on rent. They could face eviction as soon as next week. LA Mayor Karen Bass has said she's worried about an imminent spike in homelessness. Not all protections will vanish right away. Renters will still have time to repay debts they've accrued from previous months. LA City Council recently passed new limits on eviction ahead of the Friday deadline, but a plan to extend safeguards in other parts of the county was recently shot down by the Board of Supervisors. For LAist 89.3, I'm David Wagner.
You can find a comprehensive guide with answers to everything you need to know about the changing renter rules online at LAist.com. Also during the pandemic, CalFresh food assistance was increased, but families benefiting from the increase are about to lose that extra spending power, LAist Julia Paskin reports.
The end of the emergency allotments for CalFresh beneficiaries means households getting those benefits will have an average of $107 less per month for food. On Tran directs Orange County Social Services Agency.
What we're hoping to do is be able to bridge the gap with, say, the food pantries or the food banks to kind of mitigate some of that.
Food banks like Second Harvest and Orange County. CEO Claudia Keller says inflation has already boosted demand.
Because you can't pay 80% of your rent or 70% of your heating bill, the one budget that gets scrimped on and that can be fudged around is the food budget.
Keller expects to see an increase over the next 3 months as pandemic allotments expire and food prices are likely to rise. For LAist 89.3, I'm Julia Paskin.
A bill in Sacramento legalizing certain psychedelic drugs, including hallucinogenic mushrooms, is advancing in the California legislature. It passed out of the Senate Public Safety Committee last week on a vote of 3-1. Senator Scott Wiener is the bill's author. He told committee members decriminalizing naturally derived hallucinogenic will help veterans and other people suffering from PTSD, depression, and anxiety.
These are drugs that have significant potential in helping people to become healthy who are experiencing mental health challenges.
Committee Chair Aisha Wahab was the lone dissenting vote.
I do believe that the war on drugs has been detrimental, but at the same time, I think that this is much more significant in regards to anybody under the age of 26 potentially utilizing this.
The bill does not include synthetic psychedelics, such as LSD. It moves next to the Appropriations Committee. Wiener introduced a similar measure last year, but it stalled in committee. The deadline to give public comment on California's fire hazard severity zones map is fast approaching. CAL FIRE and the Office of the State Fire Marshal will hear feedback from the public about the map until June 4th. Jamie Jiang is a reporter for North State Public Radio.
The State Fire Marshal published its newly drafted fire hazard severity zones map for unincorporated areas of California in December. The last time fire hazard severity zones were published by the Fire Marshal was in 2007. Now, CAL FIRE and the Office of the State Fire Marshal will hear from Californians on how they did. CAL FIRE initially granted from December 16th through February 3rd for public comment. Then a slate of organizations argued that the window was too short. In response, CAL FIRE extended the public comment deadline to April 4th. The Californian Department of Insurance says the map will be unlikely to have a direct effect on home costs or homeowners' insurance rates. In Chico, I'm Jamie Jiang.
You can find more information on the CAL FIRE website, which is fire.ca.gov. Happening today, jury deliberations are scheduled to resume in the federal criminal trial of suspended Los Angeles City Council member Mark Ridley Thomas. He is accused of steering lucrative county contracts to USC's social work school in exchange for a slate of benefits for his son. It'll be breezy today and a bit warmer. Highs will be in the low to mid-70s at the coast and in the low desert, upper 60s in the Inland Empire, mid-50s in the Antelope Valley. Looking ahead, a cold storm out of the Gulf of Alaska arrives tomorrow night with rain mostly on the light side and low-level snow. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. The LA Report is hosted by me, Suzanne Whatley, and produced by Michael Cosentino with assistance from Tyler Wayne. Catherine Mailhouse is the Director of Content Development. Our engineer is Brandon Bowles. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And this podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Studios.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.